get your cane in quick, aren't you?
Right, I'm here in Stirchley Park with Judy Morris and a number of other people and lots of dogs. Judy, just explain what goes on in Stirchley Park every
well,
day.
Well, we started to meet at 5 o'clock. There was a couple of us to start with, and then another one came down, and we found that they all got on, you know, all right together, all played friendly. And then news got round. We always say, oh, this is the 5 o'clock club. And Alika, she was only 12 months when she started coming in. Alfie, the Spaniels, he's 3. He's been coming in for about 2 years now. And the latest addition was Marvin, the poodle, we call him.
Marvin's yes. Jumped up me, yes.
That's right, yeah. He just very friendly. He just loves everybody, Marvin does, yeah.
And so what actually sparked it then? What was it yourself?
Well, I only live up in Umberslade Road, so yes. Of course it's so handy for me to come in here. And it's because it's closed in, we haven't got the worry of the dogs running out onto the road. And it's just a lovely park. It's more like a natural park.
It is, isn't it? Yes.
No slides or roundabouts. So
yeah.
It's what we call it, a dog-friendly park. And we're all very dog, you know, we all bring our bags and clear up after us. And if we see anybody else doing wrong, we tell them. So
brilliant.
We try and keep it as clean.
That, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, how
yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
How wonderful. And I was talking earlier to Peter, who's the chairman of the Friends of Stirchley Park, and he said that for a long time this park was sort of known as the hidden park. Not many people used it, but that's obviously not the case now.
No, I say we had the Airedale for 10 years. I used to bring him down, and previous to that, I had a standard poodle. So I've been coming here for the last 20 years, and the had originally used to be. You can see a fairy ring in the middle there when the grass has been cut. There used to be a swing and a slide and children's toys, and it got burnt to the ground.
Right.
And since then, it's just been lovely, hasn't it? Oh, in the last 12 months, we've had the two benches put up.
That's right, and
yes,
some new saplings, isn't there,
yes,
as well?
Yes, yeah. The first day the sapling was put up, it was down to the ground the next morning when I came in, so I rang straight away the number, and somebody came back and put it straight up again.
Yeah.
And touch wood, since then,
it's all been okay.
Yes.
It's all been okay.
Yes.
So what do you think of, because obviously from where we're standing here, we can see the chimney and Stirchley
baths
in the background.
Yes.
What do you think of the plans to sort of bring that back into use, and what do you think that might mean for the park?
Well, there's been so many different stories about it. Somebody said it was going to be a leisure centre. Somebody said about 2 years ago that the baths were going to be restored, but I think that's out of the question.
That is out of the question. They're going to restore it as a community centre, so with a big hall for dancing and weddings and whatever, a cafe, meeting rooms for community groups, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, that'd be ideal, yes. As long as it doesn't interfere with our walking round.
Absolutely.
And someone said there's going to be, there'd be a driveway in from where the little church used to be and a driveway out onto Bromville Lane.
That's right.
Because I say, this for us, this is our salvation being.
It won't really be affected. In a way, it might well. More people might come into the park, I suppose, if they're visiting that centre. What's your name, sorry?
My name's Ellie.
How long have you been coming to the 5 o'clock club?
The only since just before Christmas.
Yes,
when we met Mike, wasn't it, with his dog, who's just left, Riska. She's the grandmother of the troop. She sorts them all out. And we just met him when we were walking Marvin, who's only 9 months old. So he's just a pup, really, by the canal. He said, oh, come down. So we started coming down, met Judy and everybody. And it's just lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. And it's actually really nice for the soul, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
When you see all these dogs just sort of romping and playing and so pleased to see each other, it actually put, you go home with a smile on your face and your spirits are definitely lifted.
Yes, we always say
definitely
that.
Definitely lifted.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, we come down whether it's raining, well,
snow, we came down
we've
in
been
the snow,
in the snow
and everything.
Yeah.
I've got
yes.
some rain, hail or shine.
That's right.
We are.
And did you know each other before?
No.
So you sort of, you, as well as the dogs making new friends and connections,
yes,
you're
absolutely.
Doing the same as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. It's so nice to find you and see you here. Thanks ever so much.
That's our pleasure. Yes. Absolutely. So the